God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and his message about the anchor that holds. Rooting ourselves, getting connected to something that's so much bigger than ourselves, the power of God, the love of God, the Word of God. That's what the encouraging word is all about. And in just a minute, as Dr. Wilton leads us, we want you to know that we believe God's going to deepen our walk and perhaps broaden our perspective on His will for each of our lives. If you'd like to have someone to talk with or pray with, especially at this time of getting more connected electronically, even though we're more physically apart, we'd love to pray with you. Jot this number down. Store it in your cell, 866-899-9673. We'll connect you with one of us 24 hours a day, happy to talk or listen or pray or connect you with great resources. We can connect online as well at tewonline.org. We would love to connect with you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
We try very hard, in fact, jolly hard most of the time. But, we just cannot do it on our own, can we? We're not capable of doing that on our own. And I'm just praying that today that you're going to hear some things that run so deep and so powerful. God has an encouraging word for you today, and He's already doing that. You know, I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful for the people that the Lord puts into our lives. I thought about the things that are passed to others from those who know better and who have had an opportunity to assimilate life and to learn, which makes what I'm about to share with you today something worth listening to. Because when Jesus said what He said in Matthew chapter 7 that I'm about to read to you, don't get the idea that He was just talking to a whole lot of vagabonds. Certainly, He was talking to all kinds of different people in every different walk of life. But do not, under any circumstances, think for one minute that He was not talking to some very jolly, fine people. Good people, well-meaning, kind-hearted. And this is what Jesus said. And I'm in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. This is what Jesus said. He said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on a rock." Now listen to this. "And everyone who hears these words of mine but does not do them will be just like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And in same way, the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house, and great was the fall of it." I want to speak to you about the anchor that holds. Now listen carefully. Some of you are married, some of you have just gotten married. Listen. Some of you are going through struggles in your marriage. Listen carefully. Some of you are in high school. Listen. Some of you are in college. Listen. Some of you, like last week, we've never seen such an outpouring that we had from last week. People coming to understand, yes, God does forgive me for my sin. He no longer condemns me. And I'm set free not to license. I'm set free to walk in the Spirit and under the conviction of God. Listen. Jesus never at any time looked at you and me and said, "You know, when you give your life to me, your life is going to become free of problems, free of challenges." He never said that. In fact, if I may say to you, Being a believer, being a Christian, even in America today, presents tremendous difficulty and challenges in many different ways. Jesus never did that. In fact, when Jesus came to this earth, his life, my life, he was tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin. Jesus identified with the journey of life that we're engaged in, the rigors of life, the sickness, the struggles, the divorce, the problems, the emotional upheaval. Anyone today that is depressed, anxious, anyone feel left out, lonely? Anyone today who is saying, you know, I'm not so sure, I don't know that I can do this again. Jesus was saying something here that runs deep for people like me and for parents, for all of us. He identified with dry deserts. He identified with flowing streams. He identified with high waves and steep cliffs. He identified with abundant blessings. And in our world today, we spend a lot of time talking about doing things right, having a solid foundation in order that we can benefit from what we do right. There's a saying, you know, begin right, end right. Begin your marriage right, you're going to be more likely to end it right. You put fundamental things in place, disciplines in your life. Some of you who are looking at me right now, you're a fine person, but you have no discipline. You're not self-disciplined. Some of you are looking at me, I'm going where angels fear to tread. And you know that you've been told that you potentially could get diabetes. And the doctor looked at you and said, let me tell you something, you don't have to get diabetes. You can do something about it. Cut out the sugar and eat less of this and do a little bit more exercise. And you know it, you know what you're supposed to do, but you just don't do it. You need to stop. You need to get it. You need to understand it and start doing it. You need to learn to say no. That's what I want you to hear, what Jesus is saying here, because we're going to suddenly switch into a spiritual context. I'm not a natural person at so many things. I'm not just a natural person. I don't say, I know what I've got to do, but to actually do it is the discipline that it takes in order to accomplish that. There are so many of you folks, of us, every day you wake up with a new resolution, you end up in the same place because you just won't discipline yourself. You will not do what you hear you have to do, and you know that if you not only hear it, but do it, it's going to change your life. But you will insist every night on going to bed so late, you walk around in a fog all the time, and you just will not go to bed just a little bit earlier. And you're killing yourself. You're walking around in a fog all the time. But you know what you should do? Some of you have battled with your weight all your life. I know what that is. I battle with my weight every single day. And I love food and I appreciate it. I could eat everything including it, and I've got to every day is a battle. It's every day. I've got to discipline myself, not deprive myself. I've got to discipline myself. Because I hear what I'm supposed to do in order to feel better. This is what it means. This is what I'm told to do. Just do it. Some of you want to get selected to play on the ball team, but you're not willing to do what it takes to get selected to the ball team. You think you can just rock up and because you're there that the coach is going to choose you. See, Jesus here, this year is very special. Jesus said. I mean, he said, everyone who hears the word and does it is a wise person that builds the house on a rock. This is essential. This is so, I want to speak to you about the anchor that holds. So watch this real quickly, okay? So Jesus here, as I began to pray, Jesus gave to us, to them, three inevitable facts about life. Can I give them to you? Here are three inevitabilities. You and I can do whatever we like. These three things will always be there. These are three inevitable facts. Number one, rain will fall. You know, I say, God has so spoken to me. Jesus looked and said, rain will fall. That means water is going to come down on you and me. By the way, water can be a huge blessing. Jesus wasn't picking on things that are not a huge blessing, but too much water can become a problem. So the first inevitable fact of life. So if I'm going to marry a couple, and this couple is in love and they're about to get married, and I'm looking at them and I have the privilege of being able to say something to them. You know, I would like to be able to say to them, amongst many other things, I know you're in love and I know that you think it's just going to be wonderful all the time, but I want you to know rain will fall. Not may fall, it will fall. Number two, what's the second one? You're going to get so far ahead of me today. Second one, Jesus was saying, number one, rain will fall. Number two, streams will rise. Streams will rise. Rain will fall. Streams will rise. You're going to get flooded out. Floods come. And some of you today, you're saying, man, that's me. The rain has been falling. And you can actually even point out the blessing of that rain. And then the floods began to rise. And the third inevitability, again, Jesus said it, the winds will blow.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the rest of today's message, The Anchor That Holds, with Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. But many of you have been asking about The Poured Out Believer and the book from Warren Wiersbe that we're offering right now. All the details are on our website, tewonline.org. Take a minute and check out these remarkable resources that help us move through difficult days. It's what it's all about, encouragement through difficult days. Again, the details are online at tewonline.org. Or if you have questions, call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Can't tell you how many times I'm so grateful for a wind, you know, when it's in the middle of the summer and it's 90 degrees and there's just a lovely wind blowing and it cools everything down. Well, go and talk to the folks who got caught in Hurricane Katrina. The Gulf Coast area, Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. See what Jesus was saying here, winds will blow. There was great destruction. It's interesting always to note that when these things happen, that structures with the perhaps least foundation are the ones that suffer most. The greatest foundation, even in tornadoes, you know, experts tell us, listen, if there's a tornado, go into the middle part of your facility, get into a bathtub, get in the middle of it. Don't be near the windows. Don't get near the outside, the flimsy part. Don't let yourself get exposed. Go to the strongest point, the rock, the foundation. So here's what Jesus was saying. He looked at a people just like you and me, and I think he said this with tender-hearted compassion, but this is a powerful word. He said, I want you to know there are two groups of people. And the reason you know he was saying this to people, both of these categories of people, Jesus said, oh, they are hearing this. He wasn't talking about people who just shut it out and who refuse to hear. He said, those who hear, I'm talking about those like you, every one of us today. Now, I can't judge that of you, your mind, and maybe somewhere else. Maybe you haven't heard a word today. That's between you and the Lord. But everyone who has heard what God is saying today, that he's talking to you. Now he says there are two categories of us. There are so many of us who are going to not just hear what he says, but we're going to go and we're going to do what he says. But there's a whole lot of us today, all listening together, Genesis, celebration, thousands by way of television, all across the nation. There are many people today who are hearing the same thing. And you know, at least one of you today, even in a practical way, I'm picking on this, at least one of you today has been having health problems and the doctors said something to you and you know what you need to do and 10 years have gone by and you still haven't done it and your health is getting worse. And you know you could do something about it. And by the way, Jesus doesn't say the Christian life is an easy life. Self-discipline is not easy. This is not, I don't get up and you don't get up in the morning and fall out of bed and say, oh, you know, piece of cake, I'm going to go on diet. Yeah, right. If you can, I'd like to meet you. If God is speaking to you about your marriage and there are foundational things you need to put back into your marriage to save the inevitability of rain falling and streams rising and winds blowing to the point at which your house could be destroyed. And you know you've got to change some things. You've got to start apologizing and asking one another to forgive. You've got to start talking to one another. You've got to start changing your habits. There's at least one father here today. God is speaking to you. You've got children who are now 8 and 9 and 10, and you are one of these dads. You pay your children lip service. Of course you love them. I didn't say whether or not you love. Of course you love your kids. That's not even the issue. But you are so bent on shooting your own turkeys, hunting your own fields, going to your own ball games, doing things your own way. Your children are growing up and they just a byword. You don't spend any time with them. You're too busy to say no to other people. And every time you turn around, you've always got to have somebody else there. You don't give them any priority attention. You don't get down with them. You don't love them. You never do their homework with them. You don't sit down and eat with them. You come home late. You get up early. They just like ships passing in the night. You don't have time to go to a ball game. You're not willing to give up anything about yourself for those children. Now you love them. I tell you, just like that, they're going to grow up and leave home. And you're going to be one of these, man, I wish I had done this, and I wish I had done that. Here are seven life anchors I want to give you. Ready? This is a practical application. Seven life anchors. Number one, surrender. Surrender your life to Jesus. It's life anchor. I really believe that's life anchor number one. If you haven't given your heart to Jesus, I'm talking to you about the anchor that holds. Can you do life on your own? A lot. But you will never have peace, you will never have forgiveness, and you will never have a deep and abiding ability in you that is not your own unless you surrender. That is an anchor. Drop that anchor. Give your life to Christ. Number two, life anchor number two, trust. That's the word faith. That's a discipline. That's a life anchor. It's actually trust God. Can I tell you why you can drop that anchor? Because God never fails. That's why it's an anchor. He never fails. He loves you that much. When you drop the anchor of trust, when you surrender your life to Him and then you actually say, you know what? I'm going to trust God for this. I know I've got this big decision. I know that I'm struggling with this. I know that I'm battling to make this payment. I know that that is never the point at which you throw up your hands and say, well, I don't do it. God doesn't do that. But when you trust God, God gives you the instructions. God tells you what to do. And by the way, and I love this one, when you trust God, God by His Spirit gives you the stuff necessary to actually be able to get up and do what you battle to do anyway. Number three, third life anchor. Listen. Listen to what God's saying. By the way, that's what Jesus was saying here. Hearing is one thing, listening is another. Listening is the precursor to doing. Because listening is the means by which you take to heart what it is that God is saying. There's at least someone today. Now, you're here and you've heard, but step one, you haven't even dropped the anchor. You're not even listening. And I'm going to put two categories. Listen to what God has to say. You ready for this one? Listen to godly people. God uses godly people to help us, godly doctors, godly teachers, godly parents, godly friends. Listen. Anchor number four, obey. Obey. Drop that anchor of obedience. It's the essential arm of Christian discipleship. Obeying means that, you know, when God shows us, we're going to obey what He says and we're going to do it. Now, that's sometimes jolly difficult to do. It's not easy to do that. It's a discipline. Number five, serve. There's an anchor. Serve the Lord. I'm going to ask you a question. What are you doing in active service for the Lord Jesus right now? What is it? God doesn't categorize service, by the way. And we serve the Lord by serving our fellow man. That's an anchor. And if you're not doing that, put an anchor down. Because here's the key. I don't know how, I can't explain it to you, but your life gets so deeply stabilized and foundationalized when you are engaged in meaningful acts of service. Number six, give. There's another anchor. Give. It's an anchor. It's a biblical principle. I don't buy this thing, not in our church, but I don't buy this thing that goes around. When you're in church, and church people don't talk about giving. Just get over that, because the Bible's full of it all the time. The money God gives me and everything beyond that, everything God gives to me and to you, He gives with somebody else in mind. Next time you go and get a Coke, buy somebody else one first. Your Coke will never taste better, and then God will speak to you and tell you that you need to stop drinking Coke. So buy them a Diet Coke. Too much sugar, you see. And then just one more. I mean, there are just so many of them. Go. There's an anchor. Go. You say, go where? Serving meals. Getting involved in helping ministries, children, neighborhoods, go. Get up and go. So watch this. It's Jesus said, whoever hears my words and does them is a very wise person because they've built their house on a rock. Now watch. The rains come down and the floods go up, and the rains come down and the floods came up, and the rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the sand fell flat. I grew up with little kids doing, and the rain came down and the flood came. I used to do that. I did that when I was two bricks and a ticky high, up and down. And when we got to the house fell flat, boom! on it went, and we all thought it was wonderful, and I was just a child, but now I get it. When I became a man, I put away childish things. This is big people talk, people, because we know better. I need this. I need a rock to be built under my feet every day. Every day. And Jesus tells me how to do this.
Jesus does tell us how to do that, step by step, day by day. But it all starts with the most important first step. You've heard Dr. Don has been preaching from the pulpit, but right now, as he comes into the studio, take a minute for this, perhaps the most important 60 seconds of today's broadcast.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If God has stirred your heart and you've given your life to Jesus Christ, oh, welcome to the family of God. We would love to rejoice with you and also put some free resources in your hands that Dr. Don has prepared for you to launch you into this brand new life of following Jesus Christ. Give us a call at 866-899-WORD and let us put these things in your hands. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to not only connect you with those resources, but we're available for prayer and also to connect you online with great resources like The Bumps Are What You Climb On. What's that all about? It's about encouragement for difficult times. Here's Liz with all the details.
Do you struggle with frustration, depression, disappointment, or loneliness? You can gain a new perspective to see your life and the lives of others through the lens of God. This month, for your gift of $25 or more per set to the Encouraging Word, you will receive two ministry resources: Dr. Wilton's Stirring Message, The Poured Out Believer, and the bonus book, The Bumps Are What You Climb On, by Warren Wiersbe. Both of these resources will help you gain strength to serve God faithfully, no matter what age you are or whatever your circumstance. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request The Poured Out Believer, available on CD or DVD, along with the bonus book today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone for today, but we're continuing to connect online at tewonline.org. Maybe you tuned in late to today's message on the anchor that holds, and you can hear it in its entirety online right now at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Not only that, you'll be able to look ahead to Coming Back Home, a couple of series that will start about 24 hours from right now, 23 and a half hours. That's the correct opportunity. I pray you'll join us both online at tewonline.org and know that we're here at the prayer line as well, 866-899-9673.